Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. Because of the government shutdown, we're several months behind in reports coming out from the government. So we anticipate September jobs report coming out this week, and Mark Hamrick, Washington Bureau Chief and Senior Economic Analyst at Bankrate.com, joins us as he comes off of furlough as well. Right, Mark?
No furlough, my friend, but no rest for the weary, right?
Now you're going to have to work double time, man, just to catch up with all these reports, right?
I mean, it's been a little crazy, but it's a good kind of crazy when we're keeping busy. So that's all good. We're blessed.
Absolutely. So I love the way that you caption this. Do you remember September? No, not really.
Yeah. I mean, Sunday is a bit of a blur, but that's another question. But yeah, I mean, it's all about, you know, we get this data flow that was essentially in a pipe that wasn't moving. And some of the data actually isn't even going to be collected. And now we're getting restoration. And, you know, to level set, what we get Thursday morning at 8:30 Eastern time will be pre-shutdown job market. So it's not irrelevant, but it's less than totally satisfying. And then we won't get an October jobs report. And then we get the November report, which we don't know the timing of exactly. That's going to be in early to mid-December, and I suppose by the end of December, then we'll feel like we will have largely caught up with the data that we want to see. So it is a little crazed.
I got to imagine, though, you and others have been looking at private data that's reported by private corporations. Mm-hmm. So you probably have a pretty good feel as to what's coming down the pipe this week.
It's a little like the prognostications that occur before a football game where the guys either on the radio or on television say it's going to be a great game, and then it, you know, it ends up being completely different. So I don't want to say that we have 100% confidence about what we will see, but I think we know what the parameters are. And that essentially is that for this pre-shutdown month, that the unemployment rate ought to remain at 4.3%, that we'll see probably lackluster jobs creation. The previous month was a gain of 22,000. The month before that, 79,000 upon revision. The expectation is it's maybe around 50,000. It might be those revisions that could be as meaningful as anything. Again, just covering the month of September, August, and July.
So when we look at what we did know leading up to the shutdown, what sectors were the healthiest as it relates to job creation?
as I think we probably discussed, you know, somewhat in the past, Newell, but it's become much more of a significant dynamic now, is that not dissimilar from some things that we saw coming out of the pandemic, that the economy of the haves and the have-nots has really become immense in this period. And, you know, if you're in data centers, if you're in AI, you know, you're seeing the money come in by the truckload, right? And otherwise, you're not necessarily feeling it. And so, obviously, seeing some pullback in stock prices in the past few days, and we don't know necessarily where that will go, but it certainly wasn't unexpected. But getting it back to the job market, I mean, there really hasn't been a great deal of positive dynamism in the job market. Coming into the shutdown period, it was basically health care and social assistance, and that was it, adding jobs. But that also needs to be viewed in the context of an economy that adds, or I should say, hires 5 million people in a given month. And so, yes, the hiring rate right now in terms of the rate of individuals that are being hired is really abysmally low. And I mean, that's measurable and measured by the Labor Department. And again, we'll be eager to get the refreshes on that. And so when we get the anecdotal reports, or, you know, talking to people, or, you know, a lot of reporting done on this in the sort of thorough reporting journalism world, job seekers are complaining that it's taking a long time. The entrant market for new college grads is probably as bad as it's been in years. And so, you know, if one is employed, you're thanking your lucky stars. If you're looking for work, you're probably not saying the prayer of Thanksgiving, but asking for, you know, to maintain faith.
So as we see a number of things that we know have impacted the economy, let's just throw one out, tariffs, right? And
yeah,
we're beginning to slide back. That has a tail, though, because it probably won't impact any of this stuff until maybe even the second quarter of 26, right?
I believe that is true. And, you know, there's also the question of how much do businesses want to cut prices even as tariffs are reduced or removed. And it is obviously a highly competitive environment, and you know, retailers and restaurants and everybody in between are talking about slowdowns in business. And the National Retail Federation, the main trade group for the retailers in our country, has said that they look for something on the order of a 4% increase in holiday sales. That's the November and December period this year. But inflation's at 3%. So that means that essentially you've got a margin of 1% above the inflation rate. It's not particularly impressive. And of course, you know, your results may vary if you're a store operator. So I think that, you know, consumers are not going to go into the grocery store anytime soon and, you know, ask for a second grocery cart to fill up, right? They're just going to feel fortunate to get through the checkout counter.
So how does that impact the mindset of what most people are predicting that the Fed Open Market Committee will do in December, right? Another 25 basis point reduction. Do you see that changing?
Right now, the futures market indicates that that is about a 50-50 call on whether they cut rates with the December 10th announcement. But I would also note that between the anticipated restoration of data flow, meaning we should know a lot more on December 9th and 10th than we know right now, I think their level of confidence about having a viewpoint will be higher. Having said that, there have been dissents at both of the past two meetings. Just yesterday, one who is viewed as a potential nominee for replacing Jerome Powell as chairman, Christopher Waller, who, by the way, cited bank rate data in his speech. So God bless Christopher Waller. Is saying he's very much of the opinion that they need to cut interest rates at the December 10th meeting. He's worried about the health of the job market. And on the other hand, you have the person who intends to go back to the Trump White House after as what effectively is a temporary appointment to the Fed to oppose that someone vacated recently. Stephen Miron, he has said that, you know, he dissented and said, no, we should be cutting much more aggressively than we have been. So, and then there'll be those who don't want to cut at all. So it remains to be seen what the decision will be. But we do know that there's a divide on the Fed. And I don't think that's necessarily needs to be viewed, you know, through a political lens. I think it speaks to the confusion. You know, I mean, it is a very confusing time. If it were clear cut, you guys might say, we don't really need to have Hamrick on today.
No, but I think it's healthy too, because I you know, there's a dialogue and a discourse that has to take place, you know, in trying to reach a consensus as to what you're going to do, right? And I like the fact that they may have diverse opinions on it. Maybe a lot of folks on Wall Street don't, but I kind of like that.
That's actually a question that I asked Chairman Powell about sometime in the last year and a half or so, is, you know, you telling him, you know, you are known, Mr. Chairman, as someone who, you know, views it as very important to have essentially agreement around the table, meaning to work through a process to forge agreement. But, you know, I also think about the fact that they have effectively admitted to have been wrong twice, essentially since the pandemic, wrong in having failed to raise interest rates more to stave off the historically high inflation that we are all painfully aware of. And then he had said not too long ago that he felt like they were slow in cutting rates. So I'm right there with you. I don't want people coming to the table to say the moon landing was faked, but I think it's appropriate. And he would say that they do feel that they have robust discussions, and obviously it is reflected in the dissents and the votes that they've had in the past 2 months. So absolutely. And I think, you know, as Powell cycles off, and we'll see who replaces him as chair, and there'll be some other appointments to make. Those opinions may be increasingly diverse.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
First.
Well, you know, there's a lot of confusion, you know, especially when you're looking at the housing numbers. And I know you listed here that the National Association of Realtors October numbers are going to be released on Thursday.
Right.
Obviously, the Trump administration, the president himself has been floating this idea of a 50-year mortgage. Not a lot of people have embraced that that strategy, and for good reason, I would suspect. But I think a lot of folks are just confounded by the housing industry right now.
I think that the interest in that product and possibly even on the part of the president and some of his advisors, it just reflects the desperation that people feel with respect to looking to solve these affordability challenges. And you're right, the 50-year mortgage is seen as not the solution for those problems. And essentially, if someone were actually to live 50 years in a house and the median price, I should say the median age of a first-time home buyer is 40, so we'll be celebrating your payoff at your 90th birthday if you're one of those people. Yeah. You know, it's just problematic. It essentially means that people will be renting their home effectively with very little gains in the building of a home equity in a country where home equity is the primary means toward wealth creation. So it would actually sort of flip that to helping the financial services trade more than I think it would help individual homeowners.
I have a text here, Mark. Someone wants to know, based on the last report, how many job openings were actually available in the United States from a number perspective? How many?
I don't have that in front of me, but let me answer that question another way, and that is they're down sharply from 2022. I'm going to say we are roughly in the 7 million realm. In a given month, and that's correct. And we were about 7 million and we hired 5 million. So there's a gap between the openings and the actual number of people being hired. And that gap is a little pronounced right now. But another way of answering the question, and it does depend on the answer to the first question, is that the ratio of job openings to unemployed job seekers is now about 1-to-1. And so when we were in the midst of that so-called red hot job market of, let's say, 2022, that ratio was 2 jobs open for every unemployed job seeker. So the math has gotten back to a more favorable state for employers, in the sense that they're not going to have to dig so deep into pocket
right,
for
absolutely.
Wage increases.
So things have tightened up for sure. Well, we will check back with you once all of these numbers kind of come to fruition and we're able to make some sense out of them. But we're still going to be playing, I guess, catch up until what, January? I mean,
effectively, right? So, certainly by the third week of December, when it's going to be harder to get people's attention to talk about the economy.
Yeah, exactly. And as we're trying to pay off these Christmas gifts already.
There you go.
The UPS guy, he knows all of us by first name now, so it's really dangerous.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
But Mark Hamrick, as always, truly enjoy the conversation with you. Thank you so much for taking time to join us. It's Mark Hamrick, Washington Bureau Chief and Senior Economic Analyst at Bankrate.com. Have a great week.
Yeah, the pleasure's mine, my friend. Thanks so much. Take good care.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Equinor Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.